Starting the recording. And we're live.
Okay. Hello, Internet.
I think we were just about to talk about roller coasters.
Yeah, let's talk about roller coasters.
And
okay.
Bring you up to speed. Weird had mentioned that the roller coasters were themed. And Brina was, what the fuck? Blaine.
Yes, incredulous. Yes. Yeah. No, you stuff like the newest that I was on. I've been there for a year, but the newest one I was on was the Mount Everest in the Animal King Park. That one, yeah, you're scaling Mount Everest and you get it by the Yeti. And you're on like a train that's going through the Himalayas. Pretty cool, because it's a coaster,
okay.
but it's not just. All right, and keep your hands inside the car. Comes to a complete.
Yeah, right.
Classics
mountain. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
because it's like a shipwreck ride.
Well, it's like their C.C. Clark trip.
Yeah.
Is Space Mountain Michael Jackson?
No, that's Captain E. That's not a roller coaster.
Oh, okay.
That is a 3 movie, and I don't think they do more. Last time I was turned into Honey, I Shot Audience.
but they still have the presidents.
They do still have the presidents.
Pretty cool.
It's funny when Kennedy's in.
It is a little threadbare.
Yeah. And of course, then there's just the skit of all the ride and all of Disney, and that's it's just a small.
Oh, are you sure you're not? I don't know. No. I always thought that the tea thing was the scary one, because that gets shaken up on.
Yeah, I went on the teacup once when I was a little kid. And then since then, you know what? I'm not gonna do this carny shit when I'm at Disney World. I'm a grown ass man. I'm spending good money. I want them to throw some money at me. So, yeah, so throw money at me, and I get attacked by the Yeti, and then and then it goes slow for a little while, and you see shit going on, and then they're also long.
I think the last time I rode any sort of ride, I think I was 20 years old.
That's how I lost leg.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah. No. I can't. I had kind of a panic attack at Ferris wheel, and I'm done.
You with me, Andy?
That's enough. No, I think it's get this like. I get also when someone else driving the car, get this kind of like out control feeling, like, you know, the world I am kind of a passenger in this metal box and world is careening and out of control, and I have no control over what happened to me. See, so I can't get on rides.
Well, that is call anxiety, and that is why I invented bourbon.
Yeah.
So you gotta get a little stupid, Rhea. Are you can drink Irish tea, because I don't know anybody else who does.
I don't think that would. I'm not a control freak. Well, anyway, but you know, rides are my thing.
Bria, yeah. very selective cars. She's willing to. Yeah.
Drivers, I'm willing with.
Yeah.
Not so much. Apparently, you're having a bit of sound problem.
Like the answer is seriously from the 12th.
Alright, that's right. Cast.
They just stopped
from weather before 60.
We'll try this again.
That'd be nice. Plus the muzzle flash.
Wow.
Why was I talking about weather? When was I talking about weather before 60? Hello?
Hello?
I hear you, Brita.
I hear you, too. I don't hear Alan.
Yeah, I've got my mic turned down because I'm trying to listen to the feed.
Wow. Alan can fuck up anything.
Alan runs the internet, you know.
So are we broadcasting? Alan?
No.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Now. It seems to be okay now. Yeah. That was weird.
Did we broadcast some of that distorted stuff for the meta? So when
people podcasting,
it's not getting recorded.
Oh,
it's just something in the stream is all screwed up. I stopped the stream and then restarted it, and it seemed to have. Oh crap!
Nothing beats a good solid reboot. But Alan's a crap.
Alan's a crap. Not good.
Yep. Hey, but you know what? Even that sounds better than when you call in. It definitely, when you call it.
Yeah, it sounds, I don't know. We're getting choppy from something. I don't know what.
Was the cat chewing on the cord?
No, it's not. It's the stream. It's not here in the room. It's the stream screwed up somehow.
I don't know what that means, Alan.
Well,
it means it's across the streams. And it means all of your atoms of your body exploding at the speed.
It means that I send stuff to a shoutcaster that then streams it out to the internet, and that's what screwed up. I cannot start there.
Uh-oh. So is this a case of maybe you should wait until next week?
Nah, we're going. There's only four people listening, and most people listen to it on the MP3 download, so it's not that big.
Okay.
Brita just wants it. Brita wants
it.
Brita is our union reputation.
I'm just wondering, like, is it recording normal?
Yes, it's recording normal. This is all
people who are listening live
right now.
Have the up version.
Maybe.
But if they call in.
Right. If they call.
Because if they call in, it'll go, that's still low. Right?
No, if they call in, then that's the music hold is the stream. So.
Well, then it'll sound pretty, but then when we end, they can talk to us. And we'll sound fine.
Exactly right. So they'll call.
It'll sound fine, and they will be immortalized in perfect.
I see Hate is visiting us. And if he wanted her to call, we'd surely let Brita send it again. It makes us sound proper.
It does. Although.
Let's play the music.
Yeah, we could do that.
Why not?
It is Thursday, August 28th, 2014. This is episode 119.
And for all the people listening on the screen,
a special sound just for you.
That's why I only do one show night, folks. Ah, squirrel report.
Here we go.
Here we go what?
No. So, speaking of weird, how many nights now do you do a podcast?
Oh, that's right, branching out.
I'm not cheating you. I just...
Listen, get all indignant.
Y'all are only doing one night a week. I've got six others. I frequently do the gun podcast cast for a few weeks, which is fine. It's not my podcast, and if he wants to hit me, he can. And and I also now officially am a member of the Gunblog Variety Cast.
Oh, nice.
Which is like really
what
crazy.
What is that? Tell us about that.
It is so those when John Frankfurt it's done by Sarantino, friend of mm-hmm. the And he was originally saying yeah, thinking about doing a podcast. I'd like to have you. And I'm like, yeah, that's good, but what are you doing? Because there's a gazillion podcasts out there, and if you just want to do like oh, we're gonna be a bunch talking about guns. We already have those podcasts, and they have heavy listenership, and probably do it. So it doesn't seem like the best idea. Essentially, what he tapped a whole bunch of different blogs. And he picks something that they're good at, does the little short like six or seven minute segments.
What are these bug things you're talking about?
It's called the past.
Oh, okay.
And these are people live in the past and ask them they curly mustaches or dial phones.
Ah, okay, gotcha.
And fake bicycles. So it's me, Aaron Pallett, it's Miguel, and Sean, and Adam from Guns Cars X are the hosts, and there's probably a few other people I'm missing in there. But it's really cool because he does it all in like segments, and so I actually listen to it every week because I don't know what the hell anybody else is talking about.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
So it's fun. It's just one of those. It's just like 5 minutes of me, and it's fun. It's actually really challenging doing it short form because everybody else is all like, "Oh no, we need to do more time. We need to do more time."
Hmm.
You know, the limiting it to just an hour is easy. Limiting it to like 7 minutes is hard. But yeah, so I do this week in anti-gun nuttery. So I get to talk about the anti-gun blogs that I read and what horrible things they say.
Interesting.
I read anti-gun blogs, so you don't have to.
Thank you,
man. That's like those people that like scan the internet for horrible, abusive, offensive pictures.
That is also a job I do.
That's on your own time, there.
But I don't tell anybody to myself. No, that's true. but I do fucks.com, which is pretty close.
Yes, it is. And you know, for every one of those pictures you look at, I have to upload another cat photo just to balance the internet.
Well, thankfully, you have a cat.
I know.
Where's your cat right now, Alan?
He is 3 feet behind me, staring at me from on the floor.
He's just like your little stalker.
He is.
Is he staring at you spitefully?
No, he's just kind of sleepy.
Is he a spiteful cat? Because he seemed very uncat-like.
No, he's kind of happy.
Yeah, cats aren't supposed to be happy.
He's got his mouth open and kind of have a frozen yawn on right now.
Yeah, cats and birds are both pets that people for some reason think they're a good idea because, hey, let's invite an animal in my house that fucking despises me.
Cats are really not that.
No, cats are good. Actually, Alan got a special. I think your cat actually knows that, you know, he has a chance at life. He kind of is enjoying the good life house. He gets the food and the regular, and he gets bedded, and he gets to sleep on your bed, and the window, and lizards, you know, so good.
And he's not getting well anyway.
Yeah.
No, not kidding.
What it was that made him lose egg in the first place?
Yeah.
He does this thing, and I tell him Bree about this the other day. He does this thing because yeah, you know, cats, you know, they'll like kind of sit back and they'll pick up one of their back legs and like scratch the crap out of one of their ears.
Yep.
Dogs do too. So anyway. He can't do one side now because he's missing back leg. So he'll sit there and he'll be like, you know, he'll try to scratch and his little nub will move, but of course not scratching. So he just looks at me and is like, all right, come use your hands.
scratch my ear,
monkey.
It's kind of like dog talk to tail. They snag that thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Lynn is the official ear scratcher. Osmo.
That's right. I'm the official ear speaker.
Is that the port of the star side?
That would be the port side.
Yeah. So you're the port. You're the side ear scratcher. Mm-hmm. The starboard side is.
Wait. It's the right side.
It's cat's right.
Yeah, it's the cat. I was looking. Wait, I was looking. It was the other way.
Because porn star relation to the cat.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. You're elbows. You probably larboard.
Nope.
Other sort of old business. Oh, I have to go sailing location, but it is not blocked. Oh, well.
That's when you fire up the diesel.
Ooh, does your sailboat have a diesel?
Yeah, it did. A three-cylinder universal.
Three-cylinder?
Mm-hmm. You know what that means? Nothing about that engine balance.
Yeah. Off-balance camming?
It shook the whole damn boat.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to happen with those Volvo and Audi inline fives.
Well, that's a slightly more advanced version.
I don't know. Hey, Brita, what's your opinion on odd cylinder straight engines?
I get seasick.
Me too. That's why I'm a biologist.
That's one of the downsides of diesel. It's actually even worse than gasoline for inducing seasickness in people. The defume seem to be worse at that. It
doesn't really bother me one way or the other. It's I'll throw up either way, and then I'll be all right.
Yeah, I get kind of sick in an IMAX theater, or even when the movie's not on.
Just because it's a big weird space.
It's because it's a big weird space with no horizon, and I get all kind of discombobulated, and get sick. Get all kind of queasy and, you know.
Again, Brita, this is why whiskey isn't.
I know. I don't know, drink enough.
Now, I know people are always talking about, like putting a spoon in your leg to conceal a firearm, and obviously there's no room. Bet you could put a flask in there.
Yeah. Well, a very, very tiny flask, maybe.
Or just, like, get just something that you can just, like, get one that has a big C-clamp that you can clip up around the shaft of the leg.
Or maybe just Dramamine tabs. One or other.
That's not nearly as fun whiskey yet. By the way, as someone of the Irish persuasion, do you Irish wish whiskey?
Sure.
Well, that's not the answer I was looking for.
I drink also whiskeys.
Yeah. But if you were to recommend an Irish whiskey, what would you recommend?
Well, you know, the Jameson is the classic James.
Is there other kind? That's the one I know.
Yeah, there are kinds.
I get a bunch of different kinds.
Powered whiskey is good. It's not expensive, though. It's cheap.
Does it power doors?
Yeah, it's.
What kind of powers?
I can't tell you that.
Did it make your clothes fall and turn you into Wonder Woman?
It's tequila.
That's what I'm drinking.
Oh, really? Are you still dressed?
Yeah. Wow. It's because I'm actually drinking tequila, not the stuff that I learned in college about tequila. Jose Cuervo is actually tequila. There's actually very, very little about the resembles tequila.
Well, drink more. Maybe it'll work then.
A few months. It's a martini tequila.
What?
I am drinking a tequila.
Tankini.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's red. Yeah. I use Espolone to keep a little bit of vermouth, and then I use their stuff with hollows, and it's fantastic, and it's amazing. God, the smell of it is good.
It's very fancy.
And by the way, for anybody that thought that they drank tequila college and thought they liked tequila, there's a tequila called Espolone. It is actually inexpensive compared to most of the tequilas, the good tequilas out there. And and it actually tastes like real tequila, and it's fairly inexpensive. And you actually get to taste real tequila. The first time I drank real tequila, I went, no, this isn't tequila. Oh, wait. Oh, I'm getting a little hint of something that tastes a little bit like the crap I drank in college. Oh, I guess that's what that stuff was trying to do all along.
Hmm. I've been drinking a gin drink lately.
What have you been drinking?
A friend has gifted me creme de vet. Have you ever had that?
No, I've heard of it.
It's a liqueur made out of violets and mm-hmm. and it's lovely and it's kind of sweet and it's purple and it has that floral salt violet kind of thing going on. There's all these kind of 1920s, 1930s cocktails that were made with creme de violette. And lately I've been drinking violet fizzes. And it's gin and creme de violette and lemon juice and simple syrup and seltzer. And it's like the perfect summer drink. It's like refreshing and good and fizzy and purple and it's just fun. So
I may have to look into that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't know if I go with that fizzy business, but
you have to put the fizz in it.
Well, I don't know if I would go with that cocktail, but it definitely sounds like something worth experimenting. I know I don't even remember what the other stuff was, but I had a martini, one really nice rent, and it was made with a hibiscus liquor of some sort. I don't know what it was called, but it was hibiscus flavored. It was really, really impressive because it was extremely subtle. I mean, if you drink herbal teas, a lot of the herbal teas, especially the bright red ones,
right,
are hibiscus based. It's hibiscus flower or petals.
If I remember correctly, hibiscus kind of has like a tart, almost citrusy kind of flavor.
Not that's mostly it's the a lot of mixed lemongrass in with so that's huh. that's you get a lot of that. It's probably closer to the creme de violette would be my guess is that kind of floral sort of, it's just very, 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 very floral.
And, have you noticed in the liquor how they have 500 million flavors of vodka?
Yes.
Okay. They have pumpkin pie for vodka. And I love pumpkin pie.
First up, who makes this so I can start judging our...
I don't know. Pinnacle?
Okay.
No. I don't remember. But they have it's like the middle of elf kind of a brand.
Uh-huh.
It's on the bottom shelf. It's kind of middle. But they have every kind of flavor you can think of. And there's pumpkin pie flavored vodka. And it's pretty cheap. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to buy a bottle of that. But then I thought to myself, what do I do with it?
Pour it over ice. Duh, duh.
That's it?
Yeah.
Really?
That tends to be how I do most liquors. But I don't know. I mean, it's one of those. You could probably make it with like a little bit of apple juice and a little seltzer. That would work pretty well. If you want to make a highball. You could all probably my guess is, you could mix it with like some. A tongue fireball or something like that.
I was thinking more like milkshake and put in the milkshake.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, like a milkshake or I bet it would be really eggnog.
Ooh, you're right.
And it's all seal and shit.
I might buy a bottle just good. To see.
Or it could just be you know artificial clove nutmeg flavored vodka. Okay. Because like I bought a friend of mine bought the when he heard I was making my own bacon vodka, saw the bacon, the keg.
Yes.
And I popped it open and I gotta say my bacon vodka tastes fantastic, but doesn't necessarily smell at all like it tastes. It's not really unpleasant, but there's just something gone in there that's not a problem when you're drinking it, but if you pop a bottle and take a sniff, not immediately like God, I got diabetes. When I open it up and I went, ooh, this smells like actually cooked bacon. This is fine. Oh, it tastes like those textured sautéed bacon put on your salad. Grossness.
Weird. weird.
Those babies. Yeah.
Bacon-flavored Pringles taste like.
Okay.
But not in a horrible way. Okay.
This stuff was an explicit disappointment.
Yeah.
And it was kind of cheap. Kind of had a little bit of turpentine nastiness to it.
Anyway. Apparently the sound on the listener end is not getting any better.
Yeah, I know. There's nothing I can do about it. I've submitted a ticket to the Shoutcast server, but they're having some kind of problem. Yeah.
Lie back and think of England.
Yeah, it's because I tried even playing the stuff that I even turned off our stream and let it just play the stuff that's uploaded there. And it still sounded like crap.
Oh, so that's too bad.
It's the server for some reason, and it usually sounds great. So I don't know what their problem is.
They fucked up.
Well, you know, shit happens, I guess.
They're probably golfing.
Yeah.
We had topics, right? Kind of.
Because
I don't think we're going to have any callers.
Well, 214-530-0036.
No one can hear you, Alan.
They maybe can. You never know. It's like tapping out Morse code in one of those little trench radios.
Somebody said it sounded better. Maybe they fixed it.
Why did I just hear an ? Is this podcast haunted?
No, it's just the audio is getting a little better, seems like.
Cool.
So, anyway.
So, call in.
Yeah, that's right. Call in.
Weird, how's the baby? We need a baby update.
That's right. She could stand now.
Really?
Yeah. She sucks at it, but she can.
That's awesome.
She stands now, and I know.
Is she excited about that? Is she like?
She's very excited about that.
That's so cool.
And then on top of that, like just recently, she's kind of a perfectionist. She gets that from my wife, and so she gains skills. But she's not quite if they're not quite ready for prime time, they're not quite ready for prime time. So she stands on her own, and she's not, you know, she can only stand for a couple of seconds.
Right.
But and she needs help getting up. She can't get up on her, you know, without like something to boost her up on. But she stands for a couple of seconds, and then she just eases herself down to her butt and is done standing.
And she's okay. I'm done practicing for today.
Yeah, she doesn't topple over. And the same thing goes with the she's got a little like walker cart thing that she can push around, and so she was walking around with that for a while. But if you gave her your hand to try to get her to walk with you, she wouldn't do it. She'd just sit down because she's like, no, not ready for that one yet. And then all of a sudden now she's decided that's an okay thing to do. And, yeah, that's kind of a monster because she'll be like, all right, let's walk around. And so I'm walking around with her in my hands and she's kind of just stumbling around like a drunk. and then I'll be like, okay, my back hurts. I'm going to set you down in front of some toys. And she'll be like, oh, and start climbing up your leg and start reaching for your hands. And like, nope,
we are
going to march up and down the square. That is what we are going to do today.
Oh,
I don't care if you're tired. I'm not tired yet.
Oh, you're so doomed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wait. It gets worse.
Oh yeah. No. We're screwed. She also goes through just phases where, you know what? What am I going to destroy right now? She reached up onto the couch, pulled down a magazine, turned it into confetti.
Oh.
So and like amazing, like better than a wood chipper. I mean, it was amazing how quick this magazine disintegrated and stuff. And then she decided, all right, now that I've shredded into little teeny tiny pieces, now I'm going to try to eat it.
Of course.
But she didn't succeed. We took it away. And they got mad at us for taking away her magazine that she was going to eat.
Yeah, they do that too.
I was eating that. So, yeah. Yes. That's a kid I'd update.
Cool. Well, it sounds like she's, you know, pressing normally.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yep. She's one of them troubled kids.
Good.
Well, except she's got no, is her dad.
Yeah, well.
That's a huge handicap.
We're all very happy for Mrs. Weird because, you know, she kind of passes you out.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah.
Even half of her brain.
Half of a brain.
Jeez, Ellen.
Awesome!
You're so bad.
In every argument way. Hey, which of us here has more brain?
Oh, God.
It's a good down here. It's kind of the, I heard stated that evidently, like, if Elvis would get in dispute with somebody about how to do something or how to put out something, what the next one was going to be like, you go, what's a good idea? But which one of us here is Elvis? That's a pretty good line.
And then he asked for another peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Yep. And some whatever horrible he was taking. But yeah. All right, let's start the TSA.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it was topic. Like, bring it up.
Yeah, I don't have Dorian in front of me right now. I'm just going to wing it here.
Yeah.
But so
nobody's
so,
checking you weird.
Yeah. It's my blog. Look it up. Ever. But so this independent company found one of the I guess it's one of the model rapist scan body scanners.
Is that the one like goes around you and it shows you the
yeah.
the outline of your body?
Outline of your wing.
This is the this microwave one.
Oh, okay, not
that. Or the X-ray.
Yeah, right. It's the X-ray, not the radian.
Not the millimeter wave, but I guess yes, I'm super familiar with. But yes, so it's one of those. No one's ever no one outside of the government tested these. But they won't release any information about them. But since selling them off, this dependent company bought one used from somebody. And just start doing tests, and they had simulated explosives in their arms, and they were smuggling them through. They were all, have them be acted inside the machine. Yeah, so they get to see a picture of your wiener, but they don't get to see a picture of the guns or explosives that you're carrying.
Yeah, I think basically from what I read in the article, it was because it shows metal as black. And it shows the background is black. If you positioned yourself such that any metal bits you had were to the side of your body, they wouldn't show up because it was black on black.
Mm-hmm. And then I think for the explosive stuff, it was not nearly as clear as metal. It was really good at detecting metal, not so good at detecting, you know, C4 and stuff like that.
Huh.
So, so again, TA costing us billions of dollars to accomplish absolutely nothing.
Oh, yes, government.
But getting rid of that pesky Fifth Amendment. It's really outdated in this, and the Constitution is a living document. Just like my image. I wish. Oh no, my mortgage says it's $5 this month.
It's a living
document, and I say it's $5. And that's silence.
No, I was just thinking about the TSA. It just, I mean, I follow the TSA on Instagram. Did you know the TSA had an Instagram account?
Are you kidding me?
No, yeah. They have
what
an
What in
Instagram
the world for?
To show you the scary objects they take from passengers.
Yeah.
And
by scary stuff like those inert pot metal grenades that like
yes.
you can buy at any surplus store for like $3.
No, even better. Last week I noticed they had this. This was just I couldn't believe they even put it on their feed because it was just. Okay. So it was this little thing that looked like a grenade, like a little flashbang kind of, you know, one of the regular kind of. Metal grenade, but like it looked like little, yeah, like canister, like a cylinder kind of thing. And so they took this grenade looking thing away from a airline passenger, right? But turned out that it was not a grenade; it was a bottle of hot sauce from Arizona that was packaged to look like a grenade. It was
good
hot sauce.
They couldn't tell the difference?
They couldn't tell the difference between hot sauce and an actual thing. But it looked like an actual thing, so they had to get away.
Yep.
Okay.
Either that or else it's in Arizona and they knew exactly what the hot sauce
was. And they said, hey, I want that.
Hey, I want hot sauce. Yeah.
Just it's just like, you know, you walk the TSA and you've got a bottle of gut whiskey in your bag. No, that goes through, but you've got a nice bottle of Hennessy in your bag. Oh, get a flat on this one. Yeah. You can that on a plane. That's hazardous item. So, you can mail it to yourself if you go back out through security and go find a post office and mail it and all that stuff, or you just leave it here and board your plane, and we'll drink it in the blood.
Yeah. Well, you know, I see things every day. I follow this on the Instagram. And what was it today? They a sorting and a prepared nooks. Away from somebody.
Yeah. Ooh. Nunchucks are definitely something you need to be afraid of because, you know,
yeah.
Someone with nunchucks, they pick it up and start doing Bruce Lee screams before they really knock themselves out with the damn.
Yeah, those things are usually more of a danger to the people swinging around than anyone else.
Yeah. You know, and then, yeah, it's just, you know, and then, you know, otherwise. Oh. Go ahead.
Today they post picture and it's picture actually from 2009. It says in July of 2009, 200 rounds of .25 caliber ammunition was discovered in four hollowed-out Bible.
Hmm.
So they took the ammunition that was in hollowed-out Bible. I just don't even understand what people are doing.
Well, I don't understand what the problem with the ammunition is.
Well, I mean, it's the same reason why kids suspended for ringing and spent case of school. It has nothing to do with guns.
Well, yeah, you know, no. Almost every time after, unless I'm flying to communist that doesn't allow it. Got a gun, box of ammunition.
Right, but it's not. You don't put your ammunition hollowed out holes, Alan.
I might.
And it's. I mean, I think. Assume this is on there. It's on there, gun.
Yeah. You know what? Still, I'm like, you know. Here's the thing. We do all this. You know, okay. Airplanes for years and years and years didn't have squat, right? For metal detectors, they didn't do anything.
Nope.
And then there were a couple of high profile hijackings.
And they were hijackings. I mean, the only reason why they targeted airplanes is because airplanes can fly them to Cuba or Libya or wherever the hell they were going.
Exactly. They didn't actually kill anybody, usually.
Yeah. No, they just wanted a ride.
Right. And so then they put up metal detectors. Well, then people switched to bombs, which they loaded up in the checked luggage of some people. And, you know. But we go through all this security, and they keep telling us, "Oh yes, we need security. If it saves one life, blah 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 blah." But nobody's doing any legitimate cost benefit analysis on any of this crap.
It's true.
They're not. You know, I mean, for instance, you know, if we applied TSA logic to automobiles, you know. Like, how many thousands of people die every year in car accidents on the road?
Yeah.
Way more people than ever died from any airplane accident. All, you know, combined. I mean, it's not even a no comparison. Even if you throw in the people that died in the World Trade Center.
Yep.
It's nothing. So, you know, we're going through a hell of a lot of inconvenience and a hell of a lot of stomping on the Constitution and a hell of a lot of crap for a questionable benefit.
Yep.
And
yes, however, it is not designed to benefit us.
Of course not.
So someone is getting a lot of benefit out of it, just not us.
And that would be people that just got fired from Wendy's and decided to get a government paycheck. And, oh, my goodness, if they can get sure and get caught stealing people's shit for long, they get a pension.
And the politicians who now have, like a lot more leeway as far as how invasive they can be into your privacy. You know, it wasn't designed for us, Alan.
Oh, I know that. I'm just saying the the public, the reasons publicly stated reasons for having the say, don't pass any of scrutiny.
Yeah, I mean, and also the same. It's one of those I think about this is one of those I take the train, and you know, not as often anymore, but I used to take the train every single fucking day while wearing a gun.
Oh and my God!
Thought, what? Yeah. What's the big deal here?
Right.
You know, it's just. There's no big deal. But of course also there's the because Orrick Goldfinger got sucked out of the plane, you know, James Bond is real life.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep. No, you're people saying James Bond is real life. All right. Well there's one problem there. So you know, you should immediately as Twilight also life.
It's sparkly vampires.
Are there really sparkly vampires and bears and chested werewolves?
You know, here's the thing. Lots of people would switch true.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know they are.
You know what's really cool? Cool. Of those people, 90% of them work TSA.
Yes. Oh, God.
Oh man. It's just, I don't know. It pisses me off because we... You know, we put up with so much bullshit and so much crap for no damn good reason. And it's not the TSA. It's every other ridiculous bullshit thing that comes out of the government infrastructure. I mean, all the rules and regulations and all the crap that everybody has to put up with day in and day out.
What's your other option?
Well, I'm just saying. It's, you know, they you know, it's... Every rule that gets passed has no cost benefit analysis on any. They just good idea. Listen.
You want to talk about cost benefit analysis? I just came up with a brilliant idea, folks. So we got Brita, who works in a library.
Uh-huh.
We've got old NFO, who's always in airplanes and flying around. Here's what we could do. Create an aggregate photo site, kind of like the people of Walmart.
Oh, geez.
And have it be photo taken by the two of you, of the TSA worker, homeless person.
Oh.
Well, but the SAP people all wear uniforms.
Yeah, that's true. That's kind of the crux of it.
It's a giveaway.
It is. But
some of them, one for the uniform... You would be able to tell.
Well, it's kind of there's a private security firm. I think it might be national. They're just in Boston. I won't mention their name because I really feel like opening that can of worms. But man, you know, I see them running the public's reputation all the time. And if it was not the fact that they were wearing uniforms and the fact that they were wearing uniforms, it almost looks like I'm in a thrift store. And we're sleeping in them, and they look like homeless people.
They are.
They probably are. But yeah, the security firms look at the person and go, you know, you're too clean and chill, a little less bleed than we're for. Like at my work, I assume that the interview view is so. Do you smoke? If they say no, you're thought about taking smoking. Okay. If they say no, you probably wouldn't fit on this because smoke breaks is how you make the secure. At least at my place of employment.
Well, you know, the cops won't hire you if you're too smart.
Yeah.
And I have to think private security guards probably are a couple of lungs below that.
Yeah. Of course, but you must smoke because burning cigarettes increases 50. Lots of smokes.
Well, so somebody's got to go inspect rounds.
I think that's what they write it as too. I'm on patrol.
That's right. I'm on patrol. Damn it.
Librarians don't smoke
in the golf cart.
Now my question is why? You want to come about a job where you fucking cigarettes?
Do librarians really not?
Nobody. My library does. Huh. thing.
You start trying to induce it.
I'm gonna outside the library smoke ours.
That's right. You just laugh and just like every time kick somebody out the computers for touching themselves. just escort the front door and just pull back and just rip it right there.
Most days I'm lucky to go to the bathroom.
Well, so see there's the trick. I know many smokers start smoking. Not because they were particularly interested in trying ways of tobacco, but because they were waiters or waitresses,
and they
realized that there was some sort of there's some sort of like designated smoke break is different than actual break.
So
like they were getting like so if you smoke you get like an extra hour off a night or something like that.
Wow, that would be
so
nice.
they would just start like going out back with their friends that smoked. Oh yeah, no, I'm on smoke break too, and you know, well, I'll bum a smoke from you. Next thing you know,
I've noticed that if I stand up from my desk, all of a sudden I have like six people converging on me with questions. So I try to like kind of sneak away from my desk so that I can go to the bathroom or go get a glass of water or something. It's a weird like human. I've noticed this throughout the years that it's like this weird human behavior thing where if the librarian stands up, all of a sudden she's like, you know, active player, and you're allowed to ask questions at this point or something. I'm not sure what it is.
To quote Monty Python, the first rule of not being seen is don't stand up.
That is exact. It's honest to God, I swear, it is so true. It's so true. Once I stand up, I have every reference question in the entire library converging on me at the same time.
Now, here's a big question, though, Bria.
Yeah?
Knowing you and your body type, how do they know when you stand up?
I know.
I try to
be really sneaky about it. I am that short.
She's a goddamn leprechaun.
When you sneak off to the bathroom, do you elbow crawl?
I feel like I should sometimes.
Commando roll. Yeah.
usually I do. If I stand up and I can take somebody back to the stacks, I go around the back way, around the back side of the stacks, and then I sneak along the wall so that I can get to the break room so I can go to the bathroom. I'm joking!
Man.
I know! They're
vicious!
You need
to quit that fuck up, Brita. This is not for you.
I agree.
They are vicious.
It's not for your sanity. It's not for your urinary tract. Yep. Got to keep pipes sluiced. Especially being female, you've got a shorter urethra.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That means my urethra is really fine right now.
That means more bad stuff can sneak up your people.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we're like, there's like...
Are there still people in chat?
There's like people that's not weird in chat.
God damn. They're troopers. The sound is really awful. People have been bailing Kobad.
I know. The sound atrocious.
I can't get it anymore. I didn't mention
chat. Yeah, the cast servers have kinds of problems. It's some kind of band problem. I don't know. They're getting...
For the cast people, go feedback some stuff through the channels. Just to hear it.
Let me see if I can do that.
I think just because
it's always gets, you know, because it's like just like if you're talking about something visual, even if you're
podcast people, go back some.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
All right, I know I've got an occasional stutter, but it ain't that fucking
bad.
No,
that's a bandwidth problem. Somebody's, and it's funny because I've got the upload rate crank to 24K or KBS, and it's still not.
It's a KBPS.
Kilobits per second.
What of a bit?
A thousand bits.
That's a bit.
It's a bit.
A biz one unit information.
The aristocrats!
They're 8-bit bit a byte.
Did you see that movie, Brita?
The Aristocrats?
Yeah.
I've not seen the movie, but I've seen clips.
About the joke?
Joke.
It is a brilliant movie.
filthy.
It's the one where it's just the comedians all telling the same joke.
Yeah.
Different ways, right? Yeah.
It was Penchelet's idea, and he was saying, you know, it's, you know, comedy's a little bit like, you know, is a little bit like jazz improv, and it's one of those you can hear, you know, a million different jazz players all doing Birdland, and they're all going to do it their own different way. He goes, well, why don't we have comedians all doing one joke, and you all get to hear the variation in the comedian, not a variation in the joke or their types of jokes that are using and all that. No.
You get to tell
one joke.
Yeah.
But
Bob Saget.
The Aristocrats.
Yeah,
Bob
Saget is a motherfucker is not doing a squeaky family show.
Oh, my God. Well,
the funny one is how good, I mean, as somebody who, you know, who grew up in the 90s, you know, I mean, I was so fucking sick of Gilbert Gottfried. I mean, he was every goddamn movie playing some
Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, playing some horrible bit part.
Oh, yeah.
And that dude is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, when he's not trying to be an actor.
Yeah, when he's not. Yeah, when he's not trying to be an actor. When he's not like on TV and they're saying, you know, you can't say the most horrible shit known to man. You know, when suddenly all the saves are off, suddenly that dude wakes the fuck up.
Yeah, I think we miss out because even the HBO comedy stuff is sanitized compared to what you can hear in real life.
Yeah, but he frequently co-hosts on Penn Sunday's Day School, and that's a podcast. Podcasts have no rules.
That's true. Podcasts, well, ours has a rules. Some don't.
Those have rules?
Yes.
Kind of.
Why didn't you tell me that there were rules?
Oh, there's rules.
What rules?
I make them up as I go along.
I thought this was like nominee.
No. I make them up as I go along.
Have I broken any of that one?
No, far. Not anyway.
Have I broken the past?
Yes.
I do. What did I do? Was I punished?
No.
You did give me a speaking to a super ultrable nasty shit.
Yeah.
I couldn't talking to every.
Yes. We just love your.
I took a page out of Obama. I gave them a sturdy, strongly letter.
I looked at my the whole time about Mari brothers. And then when Alan got done talking, I said I'd never let it happen again. at least that's always worked. My parents would be a stern like, yeah. Actually, they listened to the podcast. No, that whole time I was looking at my shoes thinking about Super Mario Bros. Jump was the Super Mario
Bros. Jump left, jump right, jump.
What? Oh, you're doing like a mix between Super Mario Bros. And the Konami code. Mm-hmm. Not even the same company.
Okay.
Where did you play video games when you was a child?
No.
You just read books.
Yeah.
My parents bought one video game.
It was Pong.
No, it was it was embarrassing because it was like, oh, look, we you know, it was one of those, you know, it's like, you know, I wanted like, I forget what it was, an Atari or the whatever was the cool video console.
Yeah.
And the Magnavox Odyssey 2.
Wow.
I bet
the collector's up now.
No, there's a million of them.
Nobody won those.
Well, no. People bought them. They're collecting all these old things, but you know.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, the Magnavox Vision, the ColecoVision. It was another complete.
ColecoVision would improve it.
Yeah.
I think extent of it was played like, what's that game with like the like pillar.
Oh yeah.
Centipede.
Thank you.
Centipede and the school millipede.
I played Peta. I like that one. But like an arcade game, an actual stand box arcade game.
Yeah.
And then Donkey Kong.
They also make cocktail tables.
Ooh.
I remember
with
those.
The ball?
Oh.
Yep. Neat. My favorite was the Galaga cuddle table.
Neat.
I wonder. There's an old mine who he turned a room in his house to an arcade. But I think he had any cocktail tables. I don't know if they go for more. I don't think they made as many cocktail tables as they
for a lot more.
Stand up console, and I don't. At least was first starting to build. He had a lot. Like I never even heard of this game. He was like, got it on eBay for cheap. And you know, he's an electrical engineer. Some of them were fucked up. Fix them. Evidently, they're pretty crude inside. But they use a soldering. You can fix an old art game.
Well, there's a logic board and a TV screen. I mean, that's really all there to it.
Yeah,
it's not we're like moving bits or it's and the game was put to a ROM. So.
I needed to build a home arc system, and I need it because I have it for Wii is Rage. Oh, did I kill my fucking money on that game? Bye, just think like go to Vegas or Woods or what have, and watch an old lady out of a slot machine. Me and Futter Ranch.
There was one and there was used to go to the mall and go to the arcade in the mall and play. It seems stupid now, but we'd spend hours shoving quarters down those stupid machines.
Do you remember those ones where it was like a capsule you'd sit in?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
Those were like the coolest.
Oh yeah,
because it was like a full body experience. You're in the thing, and you know,
it was a Star Trek game like that with line drawn. It's like really crude graphics.
I played Centipede at the skating rink. That's how 80s.
Ooh, that is really 80s.
Yeah.
Oh shoot, I didn't even know the name of the game that I used to play at the skating rink.
I'm sure I was wearing something neon because I love neon.
Yep. Oh yeah, all that Day-Lo stuff.
Yep.
Oh God.
I was big on the canvas pants with the wild print on them.
Oh.
And I had
the paint splatter ones, and
I had the paint splatter ones. My favorite was a pair of, I believe they're off white canvas pants with purple sea turtles down the legs.
Wow. Oh my.
I had a flat top. And I could grow a beard to save my life.
Oh.
I shaved everyone never.
And
what happened? Like you hit puberty, or like
no, not even that. Like it was weird. Like I had a friend who at the beginning of band camp. There's a good art to the story right there.
Band camp. The time at band camp.
We just get into a beard contest during band camp. We showed it up and we had shaved that morning and all of that. He's like, hey, let's see we can grow a beard faster. And he grew a very very pathetic, goatee. After a week or so, I ended up like shaving off sideburns. At least they could have a little crest, so it looked like it was happening. It was full. I didn't grow my first beard until I was 19, and even then I didn't know it was going to happen. Because, I mean, it's still like even up to that point, when I was regularly shaving, I would shave maybe 3 times a week, and. They're not at all look scruffy at all, and it always irritated my skin. Like my beard actually grew out of a necessity. My skin is really really sensitive to shaving, and so I never did it very often, and I went on vacation with some friends, and I just said fuck a pack in my razor. I'm not doing any of this shit. I'm just gonna go on vacate. And by the time I came back, like I actually had something going on. I went calendar, circled a day, a month, the circled what day it was. It was the 11th. I circled it on the next month, and said all this, what to do with this then. And I'm glad because you're growing a beard, you go through some pretty whole phases where, you know, first you get like the scruffy, like, you know, scruffy, like Stephen Baldwin look. and then it like turns into the, like the Russell Crowe thing going on, and then it turns into rotting fruit.
Rotting fruit.
You just look moldy. Just like the hairs are going every which way, and just nothing looks right. It's awful. But then once you get a little more length going down, it settles down, and then suddenly you get the sexy thing that is sitting before you two right now.
Huh.
Hello, ladies.
It reminds me of how we get the name of the show.
That's right, the Skrulls.
The Skrull Report.
Did you experience a similar situation, Rita? Where
I did. Growing out your armpit hair is weird. Because you do have a different stage of growth and you know, like in between. What the, you know, but I think the key is you have to get like pat. Okay. So when you shave your hair off, right, it creates a blunt end to the hair, right? So you get that blunt end of the individual hairs, and it's kind of like coarse and rough and terrible. So you have to get past that point where you're actually growing fresh new hair that hasn't had the ends blunted off with a razor or whatever. Some sense? So, you know, the hair is off.
So let's get down to Aztecs here. Did your armpit get beautiful, Brita?
Well, I didn't mind them at all. I thought it was really neat. The only thing that bothered me was that they were asymmetrical.
Well, tell me more.
They're asymmetrical.
Okay. Asymmetry doesn't bother me as a rule.
3 or 4 ain't bad.
It's weird. one pit looked like one thing, and then the other looked like the other thing. It didn't matter like how long when I wait. Just they were just different, and it just bothered me. Why? I kept looking, thinking. Well, if they weren't like if they matched, it would okay, but.
Hey, some ladies have one that's bigger than the other. You have one arm.
Wait. So I think it because one of my boobs is bigger than the other.
Well everyone's
just tiny bit, right?
So but thinking, some women have it noticeably.
Okay, I don't know.
I look at a lot of pornography every so often. I kind of get out my head going, what hell's going on here?
Well, okay. So I'm thinking like maybe it's connected. Do you have hair to the boot? Don't know. I don't know. I'd be totally off base. But it's just the symmetry bugged me. I shave.
Brita, you're going to have to send me some pictures. And I will, my scientific thing can trust me. I'm a doctor.
Of my armpits?
Yeah, or whatever. Your boobs and your armpits. I'm in both.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I'm a doctor. It's entirely professional.
You're a doctor on the internet.
No, actually, here's a story. Here's a fun story. Sorry.
Do you have your PhD?
No.
Okay. I was about to say, wait, wow.
I'm not any kind of doctor. We were playing vector space. Had little weirdos hanging with their kids' toys. She's got this wiffle in her hand. And she's tearing it around everywhere. I'm like, that's interesting thing. And then you know, look at the wiffle ball and. Bugger got her stuck in one of the holes.
Oh no!
And she wiggling it around enough that the thumb is rolling up inside.
Oh no!
So it was not a come back out.
Oh, like monkey sticking it in the tree.
My wife, Vector's wife, both doing the mom going, oh god, well there's an emergency clinic on the street. We can go
there. Wiffle ball.
All that, and I just. And you're an engineer. Do you have some wires?
Yeah.
And he goes. Give me a second. Came back with a set of cutters. And so first I trimmed all the hole were around the hole in questions that there was just that like one shield of plaque to see if I had enough flex in it to bit off. And no, wasn't enough. And every time I tried, she she didn't. She's walking around with the ball stuck in her throat. It was just one of those. Yeah.
My thumb is purple.
And a wiffle ball is turning a little purple. I wiffle ball to my thumb, as you know. And
it happened.
But then when it taken off, so don't do this. Leave the ball on my thumb. So finally, I go, all right. Look, I'm gonna try to cut off and of course, these were going nuts.
Yeah. Yes, you're the baby, you're gonna baby, yeah, baby. Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, cutting the he was one of those things. If she neck, yeah. you know, older and tell her it's a, and it'll heal me. Ask me, I've lost.
You're not cut her entire off.
No. And thankfully managed to cut all the way the wiffle ball, all the way up to her, but not into her.
Ew.
Popped it, and she was all fine. And then immediately said, "You guys said, you know, you guys hit me when I say I'm a deer, but now you know."
Well, congratulations.
I'll just close enough.
And on
I have surgery certificates on my they both die.
That's more surgery most people do.
You cut open and blow up a few hundred mice or a few thousand mice, and you know
that few people was actually another hilarious story is our work his our works arrest and she like hack handle and open doing some stuff at the restaurant
as you do
and. So he just said, I don't have anything going on. I'll take you to the emergency. So I took to the emergency room, and the nurse going, oh, I'm going to be so you don't actually get to suit just as I want. I'm really at it. And he just went judge of that. Oh, you sir? He goes every day. She goes, what do you do? I'm a mouse surgeon. So up mice. It's his title, man.
Mouse surgeon.
Yeah. Love it. Money in it.
Mouse surgery.
and she kind of went. Oh. Of course, given who he is, has pictures of her and all flayed and all that stuff. Like, oh, good, awesome. See that you know what she did and all. So I'm looking at these pictures. It is a picture showing up, and she did a job.
Oh, rats.
No,
that's, I mean, his girl doesn't care if it, you know, if it's a little bit scary than normal. My personal opinion is actually the only time I've ever had to be sewn up is it didn't scar up all that well at all, and I'm kind of pissed off because I was an idiot for cutting myself open, and so I kind of want a reminder of, hey, you're an idiot. I got a bunch of other you're an idiot scars.
I got a great big you're an idiot scar.
Yeah, you do.
Is it your circumcision?
No. It's the one that runs down my back for about a foot.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you had back surgery. How'd you fuck that up?
Fell off a building.
No.
That's what happened.
Okay.
Wait, you were fucking a whore in Tijuana and you fell off a building?
No. Nothing that awesome.
Why did you fall off a building, Alan?
Well, I just did.
Oh, wait. Were you putting up a fucking ham radio, Derek?
No, I was not. Nothing that awesome. Like, if only it was. Yeah, if only the excuse was that good.
I don't think Alan will ever have this on record, actually.
It's been on record.
No, I don't think so.
Come on, Alan.
And on that note.
Yeah.
Oh, come
good
on.
Night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Wait. Alan, I bisected my thumb trying to break into a coworker's car. That's stupid. With the coworker's permission, of course. But he didn't want to call AAA. And in the end, going to the emergency room takes a lot longer than waiting for the wrecker at AAA to break into your car. And it doesn't involve a pool of blood in the parking lot.
Why didn't he try to break into his own car?
Well, he did help. And I was to help.
I bet glad it wasn't his thumb.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. I'm sure he was. I mean, he's one of those that sucked. But yeah. But you know. So it was also besides being a good doctor, I'm also a master thief.
Oh, master you're like the what's his name?
Varied resume.
Oh, my resume reads so fucked up. I've had some interesting job interviews with people read resume, going, why are you here? done this, and you've done that, and you've done this, and you've done that. Yeah, yeah, I want this right now.
And you probably could.
I do. But yeah. So why'd you fall off a building?
Gravity.
Well, why did you let gravity make let you fall building?
It didn't do it on purpose.
What was the purpose? What were you trying to? Penny.
Nothing good. would have been an invent.
Come on, the rating. We haven't had any calls. Show.
You're gonna get any callers.
It's because nobody's listening.
Yeah. We need the big reveal.
Nobody's listening. And if you want to know what happened, tune in next time.
Tune in next time.
And you may hear the
dun,
story.
Dun dun dun.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Good night, Internet.
Bye. Good night.